8:15 a.m. Scientist David Johnston continues to monitor the growing bulge on the north face of the volcano. He's in the dangerous region from Mount St. Helens, where only scientists and police have access. For the next 4 hours, he'll record and transmit his findings to colleagues at USGS headquarters in the city of Vancouver, Washington. Then he'll be off duty and could go to meet his girlfriend for the weekend. 8:22 a.m. 27-year-old graduate student Keith Ronholm wakes up. He's been interested in Mount St. Helens since it started to show signs of life 7 weeks ago. Keith is 16 kilometers to the northeast of the peak, outside the red zone St. Helens.
Thought I'd get to go see a plume of steam and ash rising 5 to 10,000 feet above the summit. It would be pretty impressive, and I could say, wow, I've seen a volcano erupt, and then I could ignore it for the rest of the summer.
But Mount St. Helens is quiet.
There was no hint of impending activity. There was no steam clouds, there were no ash clouds. So I actually rolled over and took out my novel and started reading.
At 8:32 a.m., Keith hears shouting from other sightseers.
My first thought was, oh, they're yelling at their kids to come to breakfast, get away from the cliff, don't beat on your brother, that kind of thing. I said, oh, I'm near a mountain, maybe I should take a look.
As he does, he sees the entire north face of a mountain, including the rock bulge, sliding down.
Not flowing, not sliding like a solid block of material, but flowing like it had turned to jelly. I went, oh, I'm going to get to see an eruption after all.
Then, at 8:32 and 47 seconds, Mount St. Helens explodes. A huge billowing cloud of hot gas and ash blasts out. It doesn't shoot up through the mountaintop. It bursts out from the mountainside. The lateral blast heads straight towards USGS scientist David Johnston. He's in the red danger zone. There's no time for David to run. He sends a radio message to base.
Vancouver, this is it. This is it.
Then, the transmission stops. The blast continues to expand, and next in line is Keith Ronholm, who's been taking photographs of the eruption.
At this point, as it started to come over that ridge, I started to think that maybe it was time to get out of there.
Keith Ronholm floors the accelerator and tries to outrun the blast cloud racing towards him.